Can lesbianism be spread by sneezing? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The school board in Itawamba County, Mississippi, has canceled the senior prom after learning that 18-year-old Constance McMillan and her girlfriend would be attending dressed in tuxedos. I remember that canceling school events happened a lot during the swine flu scare. You don't want the kids passing the flu around. Perhaps the school had determined this particular strain of lesbianism was contagious. Except Constance is still being allowed to attend class, so that can't be it. A local minister said the reason for canceling the prom is the Bible, which disapproves of homosexuality. And yet there is no evidence I've seen that Constance has suddenly become heterosexual just because the prom was canceled. In fact, just the opposite, judging from what you said on the early show.
That's how I was raised, to always be yourself and be proud of who you are.
She's proud of who she is. Plus, the Bible doesn't appear to mention proms. Closest I could come was 1 Peter verses 3 through 5, quote, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self." This would appear to discourage any dress-up event, period, regardless of who does or does not attend. So my suggestion for the Itawamba County School District, before the ACLU turns this into yet another story that makes rural people look dumb, keep the prom, but change the theme to a costume ball, so that when Constance and her date show up in their tuxedos, they're simply dressing as Chaz Bono. And the other lesbian girls at the school are still free to dress as if they were straight. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.